Truly, the Lord is great. If you turn me to Deuteronomy chapter 28, Deuteronomy chapter 28, as the Israelites are getting ready to go to the promised land, we're looking for that day in which we go into the promised land. And the declaration is in chapter 28, are you ready? I guess that's the great question, isn't it? Deuteronomy chapter 28, are you ready? Well, if you'll diligently obey the Lord, then blessings will be yours forevermore. And he writes this in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. Now it shall be, if you will diligently obey the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandments, which I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, if, one of the biggest words in all the scripture, isn't it? If you will obey the Lord your God. And then he begins to list all the blessings. You'll be blessed in the city. Your offspring will be blessed. Your basket will be full. You'll be blessed in that. Verse 5. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, God will bring a blessing. But really, there's a flip side of that. And if you look with me in chapter 28, verse 15, but it should come about, if you do not obey the Lord your God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I charge you today, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Curse you shall be in the city and in the field. And no matter what you have will be cursed, your basket and your offspring. And wow, the list goes on and on and on. Even the rain will turn into powder. Verse 24, the Lord will make the rain of your land powder. In other words, it won't be good. Good things won't happen. He lists and continues to list all the way down to 46. There's a lot of curses, isn't it? Verse 38, you shall bring out much seed to the field, but you shall gather little. Locusts shall consume it. You shall plant and cultivate vineyards, but you shall neither drink of the wine nor gather the grapes. The worm will devour it. You shall have olive trees throughout your territory, but you shall not anoint yourself with the oil, for your olives shall drop off. You shall have sons and daughters, but they shall not be yours, for they shall go into captivity. The cricket shall possess all your trees and the produce in your ground. The alien who is among you shall rise above you higher and higher, but you shall go down lower and lower. He shall lend to you, but you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head, but you shall be the tail. So all the curses shall come upon you and pursue you and overtake you until you are destroyed, because you would not obey the Lord your God by keeping his commandments and statutes which he commanded you. And they shall be a sign and a wonder on you and your descendants forever. Now, verse 47 is the key verse that I want you to focus on with me. Because it says, because. When we think about Thanksgiving and the giving of thanks for all the things that we have, it's very easy to not really be thankful. We might use the words, well, I'm thankful. But is there really the joy in our hearts? And are we thankful for opportunities to serve and to give unto the Lord? I mean, out of the great abundance that he gives us, you would think that we would show gratitude by joyful service. But many times we're dragging around and not really joyful. You see, the reason for lack of blessing in our lives is because we're not thankful. And verse 47 reads this way. Because all these curses came upon you, because you did not serve the Lord your God with joy and a glad heart. For the abundance of all these things that I've given you. Therefore you shall serve your enemies, whom the Lord will send against you, in hunger and thirst and nakedness and in the lack of all things. And he'll put an iron yoke on your neck until he has destroyed you. All because what? You weren't thankful. There was no joy. for the abundance that God has given you. You were lethargic and apathetic about serving Him, and you saw it as a drudgery rather than a joy. Because you did not serve the Lord your God with joy and a glad heart, all these curses shall come upon you. Well, Father, we come before you today with a thankful heart for the abundance that you have given us. We believe that this abundance that you have given us is a stewardship. And we realize that you have allowed us to be a part of a wonderful work of ministry. We do this with joy and thankfulness in our hearts for the great things that you have done for us. We long to display your glory to others. And so it is with great joy, it is with great alacrity today that we come before you to serve you. Our hearts are stirred to minister on behalf of your name today. In Jesus' name, amen.